We're going to do something different this morning. I want as many people as can to be on stage this morning. Glory to God. Because we are going to make the praise of the Lord glorious. Hallelujah. And in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30 and verse 19, you know, the Lord gives a marvelous promise. You know, we want to, and I want to hear this morning, you know, the voice. He says, thus saith the Lord, glory to God. From verse 18, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, glory to God, and I will have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be builded upon her own heap. You know, the heap, one time it was all broken down into heaps. And the Lord said, in that same place where it was broken down, even there will I restore it. Hallelujah. The city shall be builded upon its own heap. The palace, glory to God, shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and that I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Glory to God. Their children also shall be as before time, aforetime. Their congregation shall be established before me. Hallelujah. And I will punish all that oppress them. Isn't that wonderful? And their nobles shall be of themselves. In other words, you know, their leaders will be part of them. They're not going to have somebody else come in there and rule over them. Their own governors shall proceed from the midst of them. Hallelujah. Cause them to draw near, and they shall approach unto me. Oof. And who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? We've always been talking about engaging him. Engage your heart. Engage your spirit directly with the Lord. Engage him in the spirit. Say, well, if you shall come and do this, say, ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Isn't that a marvelous scripture to just kick off the room this morning? Yeah, that was Jeremiah chapter 30, and I read through verses 18 to 22. Glory to God. That's an amazing, amazing scripture. And here is yet another one, you know, talking about things of this nature, you know, to shout the victory and to praise the name of the Lord. Jeremiah 33. Hallelujah. We want to hear the voice of gladness. Hallelujah. Let me read it from verse 10 of Jeremiah 33. Thus saith the Lord, again, that shall be heard in this place, which is that shall be desolate without man and beast, or which have been desolate. You know, we've gone through, there'll be some lives which have been, well, upside down or whatever. You know, the Lord said, that shall be heard in this place, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, which are desolate without man and without inhabitant and without beast. What shall be heard there? The voice of joy. And the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. We shall also hear the voice of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. There's a song we sing like that. Say, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. It comes from this verse. You know, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land, even as at first, saith the Lord. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, again in this place, which is considered desolate at this time, without man and without beast, and in all cities thereof, shall be An inhabitant of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down in green pastures. That's right. In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the valley, and in the cities of the south, and the land of Benjamin. Oh, Benjamin, your name is even there. You know, and in the cities of Judah, shall the flocks pass again under the hands of him that telleth them, saith the Lord. Woo! Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in those days, I have promised it to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Even in those days, saith the Lord, and at that time will I cause the branch of my righteousness. Woo! Glory to God. Grow forth. And in those days shall Judah be saved. Put your name there. And this is, then they will know the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the name where they will call the Lord in that day. The Lord, our righteousness. Jehovah Shekedno. Glory to God. For thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither shall the priests and the Levites want a man to go before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice. Whew. The Lord is good. And even saith the Lord, hear ye one more thing. If ye can break my covenant of the day and the covenant of the night, just like we talked about yesterday, night and day are there from the beginning. Can't break it. If you can break it, that, you know, that there should be no more night nor day in their season, then also will I break my covenant unto you. I say it unto you. Remove David's name from there. Put your name right there. Neither will I break my covenant of peace unto you, my covenant of mercies, even the sure mercies of David. Neither will I break it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, even so will I multiply my goodness. That's not, you know, that's my word unto you. I will multiply my goodness unto you, saith the Lord. Woo! Glory to God. I love the word of God. And isn't that amazing to just kick that off, you know, with that this morning? Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the room and God bless every one of you. We're getting started now. You know, invite people. As always, invite them to come and join us, and let's see what the Lord will do for us here this morning. Praise God. Take a minute, invite at least two or three people, you know, and let's see if they will join us here. Let's make the praises of the Lord to be heard this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, Brother Sam, Sister Grace, and Shanita. Welcome. Welcome everyone into the room this morning. The Lord is good as always. Father, we love you this morning. We give you praise and we give you glory. We thank you, Lord, because, you know, your goodness is with us at all times. And we woke up this morning into goodness. And some people have already been into their part of the day, but the goodness and the mercy of God has been with us. And we thank you and we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. And as we come on in here this morning, hallelujah, let the entrance of your word, even as it is written, let it bring light into our lives. Glory to God. And let it give understanding to the simple in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We honor you and we praise you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the house this morning. You are here with us in the house of faith. And, you know, let's have a powerful session this morning. You know, yesterday we talked about, you know, overcoming adversity. And this is one, you know, more way, especially I would say it's kind of like a follow-up to that that we will do here this morning. And if you are, as long as you are here, and take advantage of this. There's a reason why you are here. We're going to get to it right away. Glory to God. You know, so blessings and honor and majesty and dominion to the Lord God Almighty. Amen. So today, breaking barriers and gates through praise. That's right. You know, we, you know, there's a couple of stories I would tell us. They're not entirely new or unknown stories, but you just listen to the Lord because there's a way the Lord brings these things out. You know, so today I'm going to start, you know, I have a number of scriptures that I want to read. And we're going to start here. The first scripture that I want to read is taken from Isaiah chapter 26. And I want to read the first three verses out of Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1, 2, and 3. That's where we're going to start this one. Welcome everyone again to the room. And the train is moving now. Praise God. Isaiah 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates. That's right. That the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Well, open ye the gates for the saints, for the people of God this morning. It's a declaration. Let the gates be opened. Glory to God. For the Lord will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord, because he trusteth in the Lord. My father, let me read the next verse. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Hallelujah. For the Lord in Jehovah is everlasting strength. And all the things that have pitted themselves against you, the devil, the high and lofty places, the Lord will lay it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it to the dust. Even your foot shall tread it down. Hallelujah. Your foot shall tread it down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, it is time for us to arise and to shine, even as it says in Isaiah 60 and verses 1 and 2. Arise and shine, because the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I mean, you can read that scripture every single day. Even if you have read it a million times, if you read it again to yourself every single day, you know, because it's a powerful scripture. No matter what's going on around, for you, it's grand rising every day. It's a beauty, and the glory of God should be upon you. He said, let the light of the Lord come into my life. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. You can get up that every morning and say this scripture to yourself. Say it to your soul. Say it to your spirit. And say, I am arisen this morning, and I'm going to shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon me. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. Well, we see that. I mean, every day it's getting darker. And the things that people are doing in this world, even in this nation, this once so great United States of America, they are doing, you know, to inspire evil. Exactly. You know, to dishonor the Lord, to put things in God's face of all the things they are doing. Even the president of the United States, you know, on television yesterday, you know, they are putting it out there. They bring a woman and a woman together just because, you know, of some things that, I mean, this person has been, you know, held captive in Russia for many months, 10 months maybe, and finally makes it home. I mean, she's supposed to be a woman, but now they bring another woman and say this is her wife. And I'm looking, what business does the president of the United States have even doing that? What business? That's something that the ambassador could have done, maybe even the secretary of state, you know. I mean, you know, what business does the president of the United States? And they always like to do these things, you know, because they want to put it in God's face, you know, and, you know, I don't know what's in their heart. They want to show that they support all these things, which God hates. And so, unfortunately, we are living in this country, but you better be sighing for the abominations that are done in the land. Because the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 9, you know, the writer's ink horn is with this man, and he's going through and marking the heads of those who are sighing and mourning over the evil that's done in the land. And after him shall come the destroyers. And let it begin at my sanctuary, he said. Well, that's not that's an ugly picture. That's not a good picture at all. But anyway, that's not my subject today. I just remembered it as I was reading gross darkness covering the minds of the people. Gross darkness. You know, they're going to get even worse and worse, you know, but, you know, let the glory of the Lord be upon you. Hallelujah. For the righteous shall shine. Hallelujah. And the Gentiles shall come. That's unbelievers. And come to your light. But you must shine that light. And the kings shall come to the brightness of thy rising. Ooh, glory to God. You know, so we are ready to shine for the Lord. And listen to this. I'm getting right into this now. Isaiah 44 and verses 23 to about 26. Amazing declarations that the Lord puts out here. Glory to God. You know, so Isaiah 44 and verse 23. But it's not only the heavens that can, shout here. We can shout too. It's not only the earth that should shout. We can shout too. I mean, the people of God can shout because of what the Lord has done. I mean, if the heavens can shout, then we can shout even more. Sing, ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Not the Lord's going to do it, but the Lord has already done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, and break forth into singing, ye mountains, and ye saints of the Lord. That's right. You know, every tree, every forest, for the Lord had redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Put your names there. Put your family there. You know, praise God. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, even he that formed thee from thy womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone and spreadeth out the earth by myself. Now, you know, the Lord doesn't need to be telling us those things, but when he does that, it's because he's about to make a profound statement, reminding us that, look, I did all these things. You know, how much less? That's what that means. If I'm the one that, you know, formed you in the womb, I'm the one that makes all things. I'm the one that stretched forth the heavens above, and I'm the one that spread out the earth by myself. I didn't need any help. Didn't need any counsel from nobody. You know, how much more? Now, will I frustrate the tokens of the liars in your life? And I will make diviners mad and will turn wise men backward and make their knowledge foolish. What are diviners? You know, people who try to gaze upon, you know, your life, they can't do it unless you submit. Of course, if you submit to them, then they can. But if you don't submit, you know, they cannot divine your life. And why not? Because the reason they can't divine it is because the Lord makes them foolish. He blinds their understanding. Jesus, when he was talking to Nicodemus, he said in John chapter 3 and verse 8, the wind bloweth where it listed, wherever it wants. You know, you hear the sound of it, but you can't tell where it's going or where it's coming. You can't tell it. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. It's like a wind. They don't know where it's going. They don't know where it's coming until it's already passed. Then you see the movement of the trees and so forth. Then you know. You know, Jesus said, that's it. Everyone that's born of the Spirit of God is like that wind. Nobody can divine your life. Nobody can. Now, but if, you know, so believers who go and submit themselves to those kinds of things, soothsayers, seances, you know, fortune tellers, and all these kind of, you know, peeping spirits and so forth. If you submit yourself, then of course, you know, but, you know, as long as you are in the light, they cannot divine your life. They can't do it. You know, I'm yet to find one person, one peeping spirit, one of these seances or whatever that can divine my life. They can't do it. They cannot do it because we are in the light. Praise God. We are in the light. And the light is who we are. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. Hallelujah. So we are rejoicing in his glory. Let's talk about some things, you know, breaking down some of these barriers and some gates and things like that. Now, what's a barrier? Well, a barrier is any kind of obstruction that's trying to hem you in, jam you in, or prevent you from going somewhere. You know, there's many reasons why you can put a barrier. You can put a barrier from, you know, most of the time, barrier is put there to prevent passage. You know, you put something there so people don't pass through. Well, that's exactly what the enemy is doing. Put barriers up so you don't pass through, you know, to your blessings. You don't pass through. But Jesus said, look, and there are gates too. Now, what are gates? A gate can be any, you know, can be for different reasons, can be for good or evil. A gate can be to protect you, you know, from, you know, people crashing into your space when you don't want them, you know, and it can also prevent you from getting into somewhere that you need to get into. You know, so gates, barriers, all these things, you know, they work together. You know, bars and things, windows that hem you, jam you in. I'm going to talk about that, you know, and see what the Lord can do, you know, through our praises. Glory to God. Now, Jesus said, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, what does that mean? What's the gates of hell? You know, we quote this scripture all the time. You know, when Jesus, you know, was talking to Peter and the disciples after Peter had that revelation. And Jesus said, look, you know, my heavenly Father revealed this to you. It wasn't flesh and blood. And upon this revelation on that rock will I build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And the gates of hell are always trying to block you from getting on the path of righteousness that can lead you to the throne of grace. So the gates are there, you know. The gates will try to block you from going in. But what does the Bible say concerning gates? Well, we have to go through the gates. We cannot, no gates of any kind must be able to keep us out. We gotta go through. Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10 will tell you, you know, that we've got to go through the gates. Hallelujah. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones and lift up a standard for the people. And this message today is to break through barriers and gates. How do we do it? Through praise. I'm going to come to that in a minute. First, I'm laying a foundation for these gates and these barriers. You know, and everybody, you know, has these things that come up against them from time to time. You know, yesterday we talked about adversities and different things. You know, the psalmist, you know, he said, look, he said, oh, he lamented, oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. Psalm 107. Glory to God. He began to lament in verses 15 and 16. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Why? Well, because of what he has already done. Because of his goodness and his mercies. And there's a song we sing like that. you know, older men will praise the Lord and so forth, you know, because of his goodness. You should thank the Lord for his mercies. We should thank the Lord for his goodness. We should thank the Lord for the things that he has already done. But what things has he already done? Well, older men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken, not that he will break, he has already broken the gates of brass. All the gates that are jamming you in, hemming you in, God has already broken them. He has cut in pieces the bars of iron that form barriers, trying to keep you back from entering into the purpose of God for your life, entering into that which is your possession in the Lord. You know, all the gates, all the barriers, and so forth. Well, today, let's pull some of those down while praising the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isaiah 40, you know, verses 4 and 5 says that Lord is going to make straight all the crooked places. Everything that is crooked, you know, crooked. And things that are not right in our lives. Things that the enemy has put up there. You know, one time Jesus told a parable. He said the Son of Man sowed good seed. And while people slept, the enemy came in there and planted evil. Well, every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The crooked shall be made straight. The rough places shall be made plain. And may I say that the gates and the barriers shall be broken through the praises of the high praises of God's people. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. You know, it's another encouragement room today, but I want everyone to participate. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 2. The Lord, you know, making crooked places straight, going before you. Well, in most cases, you can think this as a prophetic declaration, but he's already done it. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I'll break in pieces the gates. Look at those gates again. Break those gates in, you know, brass in pieces. Cut asunder the bars of iron. Well, this is the one that David was singing about when the Lord said, I will break in pieces the gates of brass and I'll cut asunder the bars of iron. But he's saying, Lord, he has already broken the gates of brass and he has already cut asunder the bars of iron. Isn't that wonderful? Well, praise the Lord. Well, let me tell you a story right now. This story is on how the enemy tries to prevent the children of Israel from getting into some of the things that the Lord has already given them. And this, you can relate this to your life. You know, in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, I pick up the story from verse 1. Now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. You know, Jericho was a fortified city, had walls, and nobody could penetrate. You know, it was impenetrable, those walls, you know, fortified and so forth. And here's what the Lord said to Joshua. See, hallelujah, I have given into thy hand, Joshua, he said, I have given into your hand the land of Jericho, the city of Jericho, the king thereof, now all the mighty men of valor, but you must go and possess it. Glory to God. You know, so I want to talk about that a little bit this morning. God has already given into your hands, but you have to go and get it. Now, you know, that's something that we should learn from. You know, he's given it to you, but here's how you're going to do it, he said. You shall go and compass the city. All the men of war, you go around the city once. All around the city, compass it. And then you do it for 6 days. Then he gave him additional instructions. And 7 priests shall bear the ark, 7 trumpets. And on the 7th day, glory to God, you shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow the trumpets. You know, but let's see what will happen when they make that shout of victory. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and you shall hear the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shall shout a great shout, it shall come to pass that even then, that the wall of the city shall fall down flat. Glory to God. And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. The wall of the city shall fall down flat. And Joshua instructed the people, and he told them exactly what to do. And he said, look, you know, don't shout. Don't make any noise with your voice. Don't do anything until I command you. I'm waiting for that light. He was waiting for that light. You know, I was waiting for that signal. And when the Lord gave the signal, he said it was time. You know, then they rose up early in the morning. They went about, they did the things that they should have done. You know, they did the things that Joshua commanded them to do. And it came to pass on that seventh day, verse 15, that they rose up early, the dawning of the day, compassed the city after the same manner, went around it seven times. Only on that day, they went around seven times. And it came to pass, and on the seventh time, do you remember Joshua said, you wait for my voice. Then Joshua said, shout, glory to God, shout the victory. And he said, for the Lord has given you the city, and the city shall be a curse, and so on and so forth. And they began to shout the victory. And when they shouted, listen to this. So the people shouted in verse 20. When they shouted and when they blew the trumpets, it came to pass that even when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and all the people shouted a great shout of victory, that the wall fell down flat. Hallelujah. So that the people went into the city, every man, and they took their city. Now, the walls that Satan have put up against you, you know, the Lord has promised something, but the devil put up walls so you won't get it. That's what he does. But you got to get up and go and get it. Hallelujah. Everything that God has given to you, he said, look, I've given you the Jericho, the city already, but you got to go get it. Hallelujah. That's how it works. You're not going to get it by just sitting down. No. You are going to contend. You're going to shout the victory. You're going to bring down those barriers. You're going to crash down the gates. Look, I don't care whether it's gates, barriers, any such thing. A psalmist said, look, by my God, I run through troops. I leap over walls. You know, it don't matter. You know, I will crash through it. You know, nothing's going to hold me back. You know, whether barriers, whether gates or anything like that. And if you know how to walk this praise, glory to God. If you know how to walk this praise, God will open things up. One time, Paul and Silas were in the prison. Acts chapter 16, verses 19 through about 28. They were in the prison, you know, for preaching the word of the Lord and casting out that divination spirit. And, you know, about midnight, they began to sing and to praise. But they were not grumbling and complaining about their situation. And say, well, why are we here in the slammer? You know, we're just preaching the word of the Lord. They didn't do any of that. They were joyful in the situation. They began to sing and to praise the Lord. And the prisoners heard them. You know, they were not even doing it silently. They were not even doing it in their minds. They were singing and praising the Lord. And next thing you know, the angel of the Lord came there and busted them out of prison. They broke those those bars and those chains and everything that was on the windows. You know, everything. He broke it down. Through the praises of God caused a blasting through of those bars and those gates and everything that were holding them back. That's right. The praises of the Lord can do amazing things. You know, the Lord said in Revelation 3 and 7, I have set before you an open door. Glory to God. You know, but the devil will try to close you in, hem you in, jam you in. No, he's not going to do it. What we are going to do this morning, clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Psalm 47 and verse 1. And let the walls come tumbling down. Hallelujah. Now, people don't know how to shout the victory. People don't know how to shout the praise of the Lord anymore. I mean, we're so civilized. You know, why does the Lord command a shout? Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, O ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. What? You know, I mean, God can hear you even if you don't shout. Why do you got to shout? Well, there's a reason for the shout. There is a reason. And especially, you know those war songs, you know, the Cherokee chief, the Indian chief, they know how to shout those war songs. They know how to dance the victory, you know, when they go for the kill, you know. So look, take no prisoners by your praise. David was a man that knew how to praise the Lord. And when he did, when he offered that praise just right, read all the things that David said about how the Lord responded when he praised the Lord. You know, he had the ability through his praises to cause the Lord to do great things. Hallelujah. The Lord will do great things for you, even when you also praise the Lord. If you praise the Lord, like David knew how to, praise the Lord. You know, David said, look, I praise the Lord. We did that in this room already, you know, some weeks back. You know, I praise the Lord, you know, and the Lord heard me. The Lord, you know, he sent from above. He thundered, you know, you can read it in Psalm 18. The Lord did all these things, you know, when he called upon the Lord. Now, praise the Lord. He knew how to praise the Lord. You know, he said it, you know, then the earth shook. Glory to God. Psalm 18 and verse 7. The earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the earth moved and were shaken because the Lord was wroth. There went out a smoke out of his nostrils, fire out of his mouth, devoured. Coals were kindled by it. The Lord bowed down the heavens. He came down. Darkness was upon his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. And he rode upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness, my goodness, pavilions around him, waters and dark things and so forth, brightness before him, thick clouds, stones, coals of fire. The Lord thundered from the heaven. I mean, one man made the Lord do all these things. One man. Because he knew how to offer praises unto the Lord. Whoso offered praise glorified me. Hallelujah. And this man knew how to do it. You know, and he, every time he prayed, his prayer was different kind. His prayer was, the Lord is my rocker. The Lord is my salvation. He's become my song. He's my shield. He's my fortress. He's my high place. He's my strong tower. In him will I trust. I mean, he began to tell God how great he is. He began to shout the victory. In fact, David gave commandments of how people must praise the Lord. He gave commandments to the sons of Asaph and everybody else. You know, instruments that they must get. Things how they must praise the Lord. Clap your hands, O ye people. Sing before the Lord. You know, praise him in the dance, he said. Praise him, ye heavens. Praise him everywhere. You know, begin to tell them. And even Jehoshaphat, you know, remembered the words of David, his great-grandfather. You know, who had gone many years ahead of him. When they were faced with tremendous difficulty in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. When Ammon, Moab, and, you know, Mount Seir came up against them, they were completely outnumbered on every side. You know the story. But it was praise that gave them that victory. And when the word of the Lord came to them, you know, and said, look, fear ye not that the Lord is going to do this thing for you. What you need to do, though, is you need to praise the Lord. You need to stand still. The Lord's going to fight for you. You know, and when you get that word of promise like that, you know, what do you do? What do you do? Because, you know, these people, I mean, one company alone outnumbered them, but then there were three of them, three companies that came up against them. And Jehoshaphat prayed and said, Lord, you didn't allow us to hurt these people when Israel passed through, but look at how they rewarded us. And he began to pray. And the Lord said, look, don't worry about it. Jehaziel, he stood up and he prophesied. And he said, hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 15. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude. The battle is not yours, but the Lord's. And tomorrow, and that's tomorrow, you go down against them, you know, and so forth. And he told them, give them, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves in array and see the salvation of the Lord now. But what did Jehoshaphat do? You know, did he go up and eat and drink and be merry just because he heard the word of promise? No. You know, there's a time for merriment and there's a time for singing. I mean, making merry and eating later on. When he heard the word of the Lord, he bowed his head to the ground. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 18. He bowed his head and, you know, he began to worship the Lord because he heard the voice of promise from the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord and all Jerusalem, all Judah. Isn't it wonderful to have a king that also fears the Lord and worship the Lord? It'd be great if this United States of America had such leaders that will worship the Lord. Glory to God. Instead of all this nonsense that they do and parade on TV. You know, but, you know, this man, he worshipped the Lord. And he gave glory to the God of Israel. And all Israel, Judah actually, they all joined him. They joined him, they praised and they worshipped. And Jehoshaphat, he remembered the words of David. You know, told them how to appoint singers and so forth. So he appointed singers. He consulted with the people as pointed singers that should praise the beauty of holiness. And that should say, you know, all the great things that the Lord, you know, begin to tell God how great he is. You know, he said, look, those of you who are skilled, you know how to play those tambourines, those string brass, those instruments, come out here. You know, he drafted them, you know, and some of those people might have been afraid, you know, well, you're going to put us in front of the army, you know, but they remembered, you know, the voice of the Lord and their king telling them, fear not, the Lord is with you. And he said, look, you are going to go forward in front of the army. You put a praise ahead of the battle. You don't have to wait until you get the full result in your hand. The Lord's already giving you the victory by the word. So you begin to praise the Lord. And they did that. And he put the praises, he put the beauty of, I mean, people who knew how to put the beauty of holiness out there. He put them out in front of the army. And I'm sure some of the generals and the captains and commanders and so forth were looking at, what in the world is this man doing? You know, because they were the ones that are skilled in battle. How are we going to be in the back? And these people dancing, and what kind of foolishness is this? Well, God takes the foolish things to confound the great and the wise and the mighty. You know, the foolishness of praise, the foolishness of dancing before the Lord. This is how he does it. You know, one time David, when the ark was coming back, after they had captured the ark, they were bringing it back. David, he got rid of that crown. He threw those garments away. He began to get down before the Lord. My goodness. And he began to praise the Lord. I mean, he danced. He shouted the praise. He shouted the glory. His wife looked at him through the window. Michal, the son, this daughter of Saul. And they chided him and said, how, you know, when he came back in, how glorious was the king of Israel today? Look at you. You made a fool of yourself on the streets. And all these women and so forth looking at you. I mean, you are the king, are you not? I mean, look at how you debase yourself. David said, look, it was before the Lord who chose me before your father's house. Therefore, I will praise him. And if you think that was based, you haven't seen anything yet. I will praise the Lord even more. And even those women that you thought, you know, despise me, no, I will be had in glory and honor in front of them. But I will praise him because my God chose me rather than your father's house. And David told her. And of course, the Lord smote that woman. She was barren. You know, you don't come up against the praises of the Lord like that. You know, when someone praises the Lord, you let them alone. Let them praise the beauty of holiness. And David, he didn't care. The crown was going to be a problem to him. He got rid of it. The kingly robes were going to be a problem with him. He got rid of them. You know, say, now I'm going to praise the Lord. I am going to praise the Lord. Glory to God. And that's how you get some victories, folks. And this David, He knew how to do it. Psalm 67. The Psalm 67 is a commandment psalm of praise. You know, he commands us to praise the beauty of holiness. Say, let the people praise me. Let all the people praise the Lord. Let's read Psalm 67, you know, and I want people to get ready because we're going to praise the Lord together here. You know, it says, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Salah. That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad, let them sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the earth praise thee. Then, this is the secret, folks. You know, when you praise the Lord and you know how to praise that beauty of holiness and shout that victory, walls are coming down. The walls of Jericho are coming down. The earth will yield her increase. God, even our God, shall bless us. Glory to God. Even the ends of the earth shall fear him. But we must learn how to praise the beauty of holiness. Let me tell you another thing. If we receive the weakness of men, the weakness of God is greater. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 9. You know, what is the weakness of man? I'm going to tell you why I'm bringing this out here. Because when you turn on the television, listen to Eyewitness News and all these things, you know, we see things that they report on the news that we were not there, and yet we believe it. I mean, people, you know, read things on social media, they read things on the internet and so forth. They believe everything they read, even though they were not there. You know, just anything that anybody says goes. You just believe it. You know, excuse me. Some of these news stations, they even call themselves Eyewitness News. Well, they were the ones there. I wasn't there. But, you know, I turn on the TV and they report this news. I mean, maybe I live in Phoenix. They may be reporting something in Washington or some other, or even some other country. And we look at these things and we believe them, you know, because men reported them. Well, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 9. If we receive the weakness of men, the weakness of God is greater. And this is the weakness of God. And I'm telling you today that if you shout the glory of God, and if you know how to praise the beauty of holiness, those walls are coming down. Glory to God. The victory that God has already given you, only one more thing remains. You know, one time one man came to Jesus and said, look, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said this and that. I said, well, I've done all of that. And Jesus said, well, that's good. One more thing remains. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's one more thing that remains for you. You know, that needs to help you to get those walls crashing down. And it is your praise. Hallelujah. When God has already given you the promise, you need to worship. You need to praise the beauty of holiness. And that's how you get the final, that's how you put the final blow to the devil. Glory to God. It's the praise of God. So if you receive the weakness of man, the witness of God that I'm telling you on here this morning is greater. And I tell you, you know, I couldn't wait to get here this morning. You know, God's been moving on my heart with this since yesterday, since after yesterday's room. I said, I got to come back in here, you know, and deliver this final blow to that devil. Glory to God, you know, in praising the Lord. Praising the Lord is so mighty. And people don't, even though we know it, we don't do it enough. You know, we don't do it enough. And yet, it is the greatest thing, you know, that we have going for us. Because even sometimes when your faith is not working and you're doing everything, you got to kick it into high gear in praising the Lord. Glory to God. So, We're going to break down some barriers, crash through some gates this morning through the praises of God. Well, you know, just we do it here, but that doesn't mean we stop here. But I wanted, you know, I wanted people, you know, sometimes, you know, when you say, you know, give the Lord a hand clap or shout the praise and glory. You know, I do this all the time when we are in the, you know, in the church service. Give the Lord a hand clap. Let's shout the praise of the Lord in here. And then everybody just reluctantly clap their hands and shout the praise. I mean, I'm like, what in the world is going on? I remember even saying this in the last service, like, why? You know, I was watching a soccer game. You know, and somebody scored a goal. 60,000 people erupted in the stadium. I'm like, what did they do? It's just a game. But when you tell the people of God to shout the praise and shout the glory, that's when all of a sudden we become so polished. We become so civilized. We can't shout the praise. We can't shout the glory of God. You know, and then you just look. One time, you know, I was a young man many years ago. You know, I was in junior college, and there was a man who was deaf and dumb from the time he was born. And he had a little bicycle cart that he sold some drinks for people to buy and so forth. So one day this man, he came to our fellowship. Everybody in the campus knew him, was the only one. And when the power of God struck him, he ran out of that place. He began to shout. This man never spoke a word in his life. Never did. I mean, you know, people just used sign language to talk to him and so forth. You know, they signed what he wanted, they signed the money and the change and everything. Everybody patronized him. Everybody liked him. He was a good man. You know, and all the students, you know, patronized him. So everybody knew him. And he came to the fellowship. Somebody invited him to come. He came, power God hit him. He ran out of that place singing, shouting, praising the Lord. First time ever in his life. He was running out of that, run around that campus. You know, people don't know how to praise the Lord, but if God does great thing for you, you're not going to care. This man left everything. He will run around screaming, shouting, yelling. And everybody knew and said, what's going on here? That he was just praising the Lord. He was praising the Lord. First time ever that his voice come out of him like that. He was praising the Lord, running around the campus. The next thing I know, you know, that fellowship room could not contain that people in the fellowship, that place became too small. Everybody wanted to come and say, what happened there? What happened? The man said, well, I went to this fellowship. Glory to God. He stuttered a little at first, then he began to sing, and then his voice began to come to him. My goodness. The next thing you know, this man is speaking. Never spoke a word, never heard anything. His ears opened up, his voice, he started shouting the praise all over the place, and the gold erupted. The campus erupted. Revival fires everywhere. Glory to God. And it caused by, well, of course, the miracle, but I'm highlighting the praise. You know, the miracle already happened, but it was the praising the Lord of this man that brought people to the fellowship. And he ran around that place and was shouting the glory of God. He didn't care, you know, what anybody did. He ran through that place. Glory to God. My goodness. Now, listen to this. Powerful writing from a man of God. He wrote this many years ago. He was my pastor for many years. Neil Frisbee has gone on to his reward now. By praising the Lord, you will receive honey out of the rock, satisfying your soul, giving you a healthy body. Praise will drive out infirm spirits and loosen the bones. Heart trouble will not overcome you. And if you should have it, it will leave you through praising the Lord. Praising the Lord continually will make your heart happy and the body will be joyful in health. Your eyes will sparkle and your vision will be plainer. By eating lightly, that's it, right, folks? By eating lightly and praising the Lord will intensify these things even more. Also, the dullness of ears shall hear sharply when you praise the Lord. Even your complexion, glory to God. Your complexion, your hair, and your lips shall take on a beautiful glow from praising the Lord. You know, skin products, they can't touch this. Glory to God. Praising the Lord in intervals will drive back all demon powers from you. And you have confidence as you relax in peace. By praising him often, you will be covered with a bright Shekinah glory. Whew, I love that. Whether you can see it all the time or not, you begin to feel it by the glory of his presence. And demon powers cannot break through this covering very easily as long as you praise the Lord in confidence. Praising renews the youth. It gives strength and it gives faith and allows the Holy Spirit to speak. How many of you know when you really get into praise? That's when the Holy Spirit speaks to you. That's right. Whether you are alone, whether you are in the congregation, during praise is when the Holy Spirit speaks. Praise allows the Holy Spirit to speak. Praise exalts the Most High and allows His Spirit to flow through us, providing a ministry for each of us according as the Spirit wills it. And He'll do that in your life. Also, prosperity, glory to God, is as one sleeps, as he knows, as he continues to praise the Lord. No matter what confronts him, he will win. And I dare say, the victory is as close as your lips when you learn how to shout the praises of God. Even the ground will sing under you. You will feel like a king. You know, the one that humbles himself in praising the Lord will be anointed above his brethren. He shall feel and walk like a king. Spiritually speaking, the ground will sing under him and a cloud of love will engulf him. You will feel the Lord's hand on your back and your head and you'll be comforted by the Most High when you praise the Lord. Why there are so much secrets in praising? Because that's what we were created, is to praise the Lord. The Lord did not create us just to continually ask for things which are secondary. We were made to praise him. And when we get into the rhythm of praise, we feel his sweetness and his presence. And he revealed even the most secret things unto us for days to follow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Behold, saith the Almighty, praise is the guardian of thy soul and the protector of thy body. Woo! Praise! Guardian of your soul and the protector of thy body. By praising the Lord early in the morning and late in the evening, you will find that he will answer you and he will give you rest. The psalmist says in Psalm 110 and verse 3, which we have been saying over and over in this room, you know, come in and be willing in the day of his power. Come in early in the morning in the beauties of holiness. Command the womb of the morning by entering the beauties of holiness, and it will command the dew of youth upon you. That's Psalm 110 and verse 3. You know, so when your days feel like that shadow that declineth, when you feel withered like the grass, when you feel like a pelican in the desert and an owl in the wilderness, and you say, well, you know, when your soul is, you know, depressed, you know, and so forth like that. Well, do what the psalmist said. Say, why art thou cast down, O my soul? I am yet praising. Glory to God. I will praise him. When you praise him, when you are in, you know, that mood where you're not feeling good and you praise the Lord, the Lord will send joy into your spirit. It'll be like a whirlwind come through your soul and your spirit, that he will refresh you. He will refresh you in the breeze of his spirit. He will spread a cloud over you and give you a covering. Be like a light in the night. Even the enemies in darkness, they'll see it. They'll see the Shekinah glory around you. Glory to God. All of this by praising the Lord. By praising the Lord, you will enter into the center of God's will for your life. He will guide you daily. You know, it'll be like the light of the sun for you in the dark places. And it will be so clear, even as the light of the full moon. It'll be so clear. He will lead you in new paths, and his revelations shall dwell with you along the way. Praising is the wine of the Spirit, revealing hidden revelations. Praise will illuminate the mind in understanding the Lord's purpose, and it will give you, you know, a ministry even to help bring deliverance to your friends and relatives. Glory to God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 90 and verse 1. That secret place is in praising the Lord and repeating his word. By doing that, he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers. That's like he will cover you with his anointing. And under his wings and power, you will trust. You will be surrounded with his shield and buckler. You know, you will not be afraid. The terror by night, when you're praising the Lord in confidence, you are so wrapped up in his presence, you're not afraid of anything. Glory to God. You know, you will not be afraid of anything. 1,000 fall this way, 10,000 the other way. He won't come near you. The Lord will give his angels charge over you. All of this in praising the Lord. You praise the Lord in the confidence. And the Lord will continue to bless you. All of these blessings in praising the Lord. Now, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, now let somebody praise the Lord in here, in the house this morning.